And we are back. And I have Ajay Vishwanathan, who is from India, but lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And we are talking about his wonderful book, From a Tilted Pail. This is not his only book by any means, but this book has seven stories that are rich, that take strife and make a person stop and think. And just before the break, we were actually talking about people not having boundaries today. The fact that, you know, we don't know when to stop. We don't cut off the computer, the phone. We don't leave work and stop working. And so we need something to remind us that, you know, we do have a life outside of work, and that we can read something that's enriching, even if it's to stop for just a short story.
That's right. I'm with you on that, Barbara.
Those boundaries that I just mentioned, I think that it really does help that when you can expose children at a young age to reading, and they usually have a very short attention span. So if you can start off with something like short stories and get them interested, then you have developed a relationship with a child, with their book, that will change their lives in the future, because we all have to keep reading.
Yep, I totally agree. In fact, there is, talking of children and short attention span, there is a campaign going on Twitter, which says, I think we need diverse books. I think that's what the campaign is called, and it's catching on very fast. And what they are trying to say is they are trying to emphasize that children's books need more diverse cultures, more diverse characters and perspectives, and I totally agree with that, because if they can be exposed to short stories and books with diverse characters, then I believe that they will grow to be more respectful to other cultures, and they will be better prepared for the great surge of diversity the world will be witnessing. So I think you're right. I think we need to combine short stories, children, and diverse cultures and characters in the book.
I was speaking with some young people the other day, and I mentioned O. Henry, who is known for the short story. And, of course, they didn't know who O. Henry was, and I was aghast. I thought, that's impossible. We learned about that in grade school.
Beautiful writer. One of the most impactful writers I've known. Especially his endings were so unbelievable. You just made me nostalgic.
Well, you know, someone that writes generally has found something that really touched their soul, and they develop their style of writing based on something that they have found in the past. And I think that when I saw the short stories and I looked and I saw some of the other works that you have done, and there's not a lot of information about you out there. There's a lot of information about your works, but you seem to have developed that O. Henry style, except that I think you take it to a greater level with the poetic prose that you use throughout the book.
Oh, thank you so much. You're being very kind, Barbara.
Well, I think that I'm like many other people. I still like to read. I do have a Kindle, but I've only used it one time. I want a book. I use the highlighter. When I was young, I never wrote in a book. Now I do write in the books because it brings things to mind that I want to think about. And most of your subjects here are things that my listening audience really appreciate. They want to feel that someone overcomes something, that everybody can do something if they believe in themselves.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, this highlighting thing that you brought up, now I have to tell you something now. My wife teases me about that. So when I get my books, I have a highlighter, and when I enjoy a line, I actually highlight that, and I read that over and over again. It inspires me so much. So she actually says novel reading for me is an autopsy, where every sentence is dissected and special words teased apart, and I actually enjoy the process, and it keeps me motivated. So I'm glad I have company.
You definitely have company. I know many people that hold on to their books. They become their special friends. But again, what makes your book so special, this particular book, is the fact that it is short. Now, there are some stories that are longer than others. And so when I picked it up and I started reading, depending on how much time I had, I looked through to see how long the story was. And of course, Snake Walk was the very first one that I read. How did you come up with that story?
Well, that was, again, I think I wanted to touch upon the humanness of that, the fact that they are living in very harsh conditions and that their profession, not the most easy profession, there is still this bond, still this bond between father and son. And that's what I wanted to show, that despite the fact that they live a tough life and they look different, it doesn't mean that their feelings are different or their wants are different. And that's probably what that story shows in less than 1,000 words.
And, you know, it's interesting. I think that the only time we really think about the number of words that are in a story is if we have to count them for some sort of submission. If we're entering a contest, we don't really think about the number of words unless, you know, it is specified. But when you look through and you see the content, you know that you have to have a very active imagination to be able to write these stories.
Mm-hmm. I think short story writing, I think personally, in my opinion, is tougher than writing a novel. For example, I just finished my debut novel. It's the manuscript is lying with the agents right now. And I have to say, Barbara, that novel writing for me was a lot easier than writing short stories, because you have to, in a short story, convey a point quickly. You cannot waste words. You cannot waste sentences. You have to convey your point quickly. At the same time, you have to make sure that your audience is connecting to the characters. So it's not very easy. I think it's a tougher thing to write a story than to be writing those lengthy novels.
That's interesting that you share that, because I think you're probably right. When we look at someone taking a book, for example, and then they're going to write a screenplay, they know that they're going to do it in three acts as a rule. So you know that you have to develop the character and the plot of the story to get to the end so that you can have that climactic moment. But when you write a novel, I think what is so amazing, and I definitely have not written a novel, but I would think that all of a sudden there are twists and turns, in spite of the fact that you may have the story in your mind at the beginning, and all of a sudden those twists and turns can make everything much more exciting, and
right,
it can delay or it can accelerate getting to the end.
Right. Well, they have their pros and cons, but in a novel you can take your time exposing the reader to the setting. You can, you know, you can paint a picture more deeply than in a short story. So both have their pros and cons, and I think in today's world, I'm very surprised, as I said, that a short story collection does not sell as well as a novel.
I am also surprised, but I bet that we have intrigued people today to at least take a look-see, because if they put you in their search engine, and I'm going to spell your name because I looked at your name, and of course it was very intriguing, and it was just as poetic to look at your name as it was to read the story. But I'm spelling this for people just so that they can look. It's easier to put in the search engine A Tilted Pail, because you will find it From A Tilted Pail. That's P-A-I-L. A-J-A-Y, capital V, I, S like Sam, H like Henry, W like William, A-N like Nathan, A-T like Tom, H-A-N like Nathan again. And I think people will be surprised at all the awards that you have, all the recognition that you have gotten from all over. And that's what's so intriguing to me, the fact that even though you're from India, and the fact that you draw from those experiences, that people from all over the country have written, different people from Boston, from, I can't think of all of the other towns, but people from different cultures that have not met actually have written very much the same thing about you and the way that you write.
Right. Well, I think I've been very fortunate that people like my writing. And I think it also shows that readers are becoming more mature, and they want to read more about other cultures. they are more curious to know what goes on in the other parts of the world. And I think the fact that there are so many new authors who are from, say, Pakistan or Cambodia or India or even Afghanistan, and they're best-selling authors, shows that people are more accepting now, and they are looking for a different kind of writing, different kind of a setting, which is a very good sign.
It is a very good sign, and we can see that we're all one, and even if we can't go visit another country, we can actually feel like that we've been there by reading books. And I think From a Tilted Pill really does that. I know that we'll be hearing more about you in the future. I encourage people to actually search you out to get this book, because it is available. In fact, it's available many places in all the major bookstores and Amazon. And I love that I can now say your name, Ajay Vishwanathan. Is that correct?
That's right.
See? Now everybody knows who you are, and I know that they will be just as blessed as I was for being able to introduce you to them and for me to meet you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you. You're being very, very, very kind, and I am so glad that I could speak.
I am absolutely thrilled, and I thank you so much for being my guest today. We started the week off motivating people to read, because everybody should read. It's good for us, and we are richer for the experience. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara.
And now we are going to take a very quick break, and then we'll be back with the inspirational portion of the Believe Show.